And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Great to have you back with us, Jody.
Well, it's great to be here, Ed.
And let's find out what's happening in Broward County.
Well, first of all, Broward Cultural Division is commissioning multiple professional artists or artist teams to design and implement murals in celebration of Broward County's centennial. And the centennial is being called Broward 100, celebrating the art of community. Broward Cultural Division is also seeking the assistance of Broward cities and community redevelopment agencies to identify specific prominent outdoor locations for the 9 or more murals, as well as potential partnerships with public and private entities. All Broward cities are invited to apply for this call to cities. The online application deadline for both calls is May 4th. Broward 100 will commemorate the centennial with bold, innovative art and performance projects that attract visitors and bring residents together using our arts, sports, and recreation venues, natural attractions, and incredible diversity to creatively bridge, bond, and build their communities. Visit the Broward Cultural Division website to see a full version of the call to artists and call to cities. Broward-based artists and not-for-profit cultural organizations are invited to attend a workshop to learn how to apply for Creative Investment Program funding. The Tuesday, April 29th workshop is for artists, and the Wednesday, April 30th workshop is for organizations, and both workshops take place at 5:30 p.m. in the Broward County Main Library on the 7th floor. And the application deadline is Monday, June 1st. There is no fee for the workshop, but RSVPs are requested. Committed to bringing arts and culture to the community, the newly renovated Westfield Broward Mall is pleased to announce the opening of their new art gallery. The exhibitions will be changed every 6 weeks, and they will have an artist gallery reception. Artists can submit their work for consideration to broward@westfield.com. And now there's plenty of events coming up this weekend.
I bet.
Starting with dance. The Ukrainian Dancers of Miami presents a Ukrainian montage on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. The Ukrainian Dancers of Miami follows the techniques of Vasil Avramenko, who is responsible for bringing Ukrainian folk dance to North America. This Friday and Saturday, the Coral Springs Center for the Arts presents a salute to Andrew Lloyd Webber at 7:30 p.m. You will hear selections from The Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Sunset Boulevard, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, The Women in White, Aspects of Love, and Love Never Dies. The Children's Book Fest is a week-long celebration of children's literacy, and it culminates on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. with a family-friendly festival at the North Regional Broward College Library. Emphasizing the importance of advocating for literacy for every child in the community, the festival features free book giveaways, arts and crafts, storytellers, and appearances by local authors. Bonnet House Museum and Gardens will be hosting an Earth Day celebration on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy Native American storytelling and a live animal presentation featuring birds of prey. The day's activities also include performances by the Gold Coast Youth Orchestra, a fun sing-along, and a lecture about the conservation efforts at Birch State Park. On Saturday, in honor of Holocaust Remembrance Day, join the Jets and Generation Z for the film The Art of Caring and a discussion with Holocaust survivors at NSU's Museum of Art, Fort Lauderdale, from 6 to 8 p.m. Afterwards, the free Shark Shuttle offers transportation to Fat Village's Art Walk. ArtServe hosts Spiritual Sound of Violin on Saturday at 6 p.m. With her singing violin, Maestro Kala Ramnath stands among the best violinists in the world. Grammy nominated for her album Miles from India, she is recognized as one of the 50 best instrumentalists of the world. Her music is frequently featured in Hollywood soundtracks, including the Oscar-nominated Blood Diamond and many others. On Saturday at 8 p.m., Parker Playhouse rocks with the group Under the Street Lamp. Fresh from filming its second PBS special, Under the Street Lamp, America's modern-day Rat Pack brings an unforgettable evening of classic hits from the American radio songbook. You'll hear classic doo-wop, Motown, and old-time rock and roll hits, along with your favorite music from the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Four Seasons, Elvis Presley, and more. Under the Street Lamp, we'll be joined by Gentleman's Rule, a phenomenal group of singers from Indiana University who take a cappella entertainment to a whole new level. The Broward Stage Door Theater's Theater One, Over the River and Through the Woods, introduces the audience to Nick, a single Italian-American guy from New Jersey living near his grandparents. He announces that he has gotten a great job and is moving away, and thus begins their plans to keep him at home. It's a sparkling family comedy loaded with laughs every step of the way. Over the River and Through the Woods continues through May 11th. Spend a night out with Sherlock's Dinner Theater, Maria's Girls' Night Out at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, weekends through May 25th. This is the only interactive Girls' Night Out show in the country. Maria's best friends have planned a big night. They have invited some of the hottest guys to give Maria and her friends, that's you, a night of entertainment they'll never forget. Experience a night of comedy, drinking, dancing, and steamy fun. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
Thanks to Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, for all of that information. Thanks again, Jody, and enjoy your weekend.
You too, Ed. See you next time.
The Frost School of Music at the University of Miami features their New Horizons Band in performance tomorrow, Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. in the Fillmore Rehearsal Hall.